The shooting death of Sonya Massey by a Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy in July has prompted nationwide outrage. Massey, an unarmed Black woman, was shot and killed by Sean Grayson in her home after she called for help. But Massey's death wasn't Grayson's first issue as a police officer. Farrah Anderson reports for IPM News and the Invisible Institute. Grayson had a history of credibility issues and brought a case with no evidence against a man at a previous Central Illinois department.
Kyle Atkins saw police lights flashing behind him on the night of May 8, 2021, but he wasn't sure why. He was in Kincaid, Illinois, on his way to pick up his kids from their mother's house when then-Kincaid police officer Sean Grayson stopped him. Atkins told IPM News that Grayson said there was a warrant out for his arrest for selling methamphetamines.
He just kept, you know, we know you're doing this, and it's like, well, obviously you don't, because I'm not doing that.
Grayson's body cam is recording while he processes Atkins back at the police department. He tells him he has videos of him selling meth on two controlled buys that Grayson had set up. The body cam footage was obtained exclusively by Invisible Institute, IPM News, and Illinois Times through a public records request. Atkins is sitting in a chair while Grayson stands behind a desk. He dials a contact in his phone labeled Chief of Kincaid and asks the person exactly how he should charge Atkins. DJ Mathon was and still is the police chief. The answers are somewhat hard to hear.
Is it intent to deliver, just possession of meth? What are we putting on that?
Do you have anything on that?
No.
I would just do intent to deliver.
Okay. Then there's a baggie, but I wasn't going to mess with field testing it. I didn't really care that much. It was just like a baggie that I didn't really care to field test it, to be honest with you.
Throughout their interaction, Grayson tries to convince Atkins to set up controlled buys with other supposed drug dealers in the area.
Like, obviously, I got you on camera on two buys, okay? I'm not gonna lie. That's why you're here. That's why I was able to arrest you today. Okay, so I had two informants who I busted for something. They did two buys off you. So today, I'll give you the same opportunity.
Atkins continues to deny selling meth.
I didn't suck because I don't fucking sell this shit.
I mean, I've got you on camera.
Then let me see it. Let me see the video.
You'll see it in court. It's going to go to court.
Atkins was released later that day with a notice to appear in court. Because his car was impounded, he had to walk home.
I just couldn't understand why he was even acute, like trying to charge me with this shit, you know?
But state police certification records show that the day after the felony charges were filed against Atkins in Christian County Circuit Court, Sean Grayson left the Kincaid Police Department. His case dragged on for 2 years, and Grayson never showed up to court like he was supposed to. Prosecutors finally dropped the case after his public defender filed this video in court. His defender also never saw any videos of the alleged controlled buys or any records of an actual warrant. But the issues of this case didn't stop Grayson from being hired at four more departments after he was terminated from Kincaid for refusing to live within the village boundaries. Police accountability and legal experts say that instances of dishonesty or questions about his credibility should have been reported to state authorities and documented for future background investigators. However, our reporting shows that few steps were taken, even when authorities were aware of his misconduct, to stop him from simply getting rehired at another department a few miles away. Lauren Jones is the criminal justice director with Impact for Equity, a public interest law firm in Chicago. She says there were many opportunities throughout Grayson's career to stop him from getting to Sangamon County and killing Massey.
It just shows several layers of failure to hold oneself accountable and the officer that is engaging in misconduct accountable.
And the case in Kincaid wasn't the end of issues with Sean Grayson's credibility. He later went to the Logan County Sheriff's Office, where he also ran into trouble. During a disciplinary interview after a traffic stop, Chief Deputy Nathan Miller can be heard on video bringing up incidents from other departments he worked in.
I also know that you've had a lot of cases presented in other jurisdictions that were never prosecuted, correct?
Yes, all my cases in Auburn were dropped after I left.
Miller goes on to say this is, quote, extremely concerning, but he declined to formally discipline him. We're still waiting on more records of cases Grayson was involved in as an officer in previous jobs, including Auburn. Which brings us back to the question, why was Sean Grayson hired as a deputy in the Sangamon County Sheriff's Department in the first place? Answers may be hard to come by, but Kyle Atkins understands one of the effects of letting officers like Grayson slip through the cracks. A few weeks after Kyle's arrest, his girlfriend Brittany Myers was arrested in Kincaid by Chief Mathon on drug charges too, and her charges were also later dropped. He's now left Kincaid and rarely returns to the village where his arrest led him and his girlfriend to lost jobs, loss of visitation with kids, and broken relationships with family who believed they were guilty of the crimes they were accused of.
It rubbed our names through the dirt, but like,
everybody believes a cop.
Reporting for IPM News and Invisible Institute, I'm Farrah Anderson.